Hello and welcome to the podcast edition of Ron Kaplan's Baseball Bookshelf, your source for news, reviews, previews, and interviews with authors and artists about baseball books, music, film, pretty much anything you can fit on a bookshelf. And that's the slogan, if it fits on a bookshelf, it fits here. There are a handful of publishing houses that are known for their baseball titles. A few that come to mind immediately are Triumph, University of Nebraska Press, and McFarland. But none of these are exclusively engaged in baseball. Summer Game Books, a New Jersey enterprise founded by Walter Friedman, is such an outfit. In addition to bringing back some old favorites from established writers such as Peter Gallenbach, Charles Alexander, and Neil Carlin, Summer Games Books gives a voice to new authors like 16-year-old Matt Nadell, who recently published his baseball history, written for his contemporaries, in an attempt to reinvigorate the game for young fans. I spoke with Friedman recently about the challenges of starting up such a project.
Walter Friedman, welcome to the Baseball Bookshelf.
Hi, thank you.
So, if my calculations are right, your publishing company, Summer Game Books, is the only company at this point that does exclusively baseball titles.
Yeah, I believe that's correct.
Tell me a bit about the origin story of Summer Game Books.
Well, I have a publishing background. I've worked at some of the big publishers, and a few years ago I started sort of consulting with people, trying to help them get their own stuff going. And I just sort of hit me that not only are there a lot of companies doing that already, but, you know, like you said, there's no other company that only does baseball, and that's a huge interest of mine. So I thought I should try to focus on something that I know and love and instead of just, you know, any old book.
So as a startup company, what did you have to do? You have some pretty impressive titles in your list. You have Peter Gallenbach's books, his oral histories on the Yankees and the Dodgers. You have Neil Carlin's book, Slouching Through Fargo, Slouching Towards Fargo, which is an award-winning book. How did you manage to acquire these properties?
Yeah, well, that was one of the fun parts of the early days was kind of going through, you know, spending time on the internet, seeing what titles weren't available in ebook, number one, and also just some that had, you know, said seemingly were out of print. You know, any book is going to kind of show up as available even when it's not, but a lot of them, say, from that era in the 90s were out of print. So I just started contacting people, you know, just trying to get, you know, okay, how do I reach Neil Carlin and Peter Gallenbach, who I actually worked with in the 80s when I worked at Putnam. So we had something to talk about, which helped. And a lot of these guys are just very happy that someone was interested in their book and you know, gave me a shot.
In addition to reprinting some of the classic titles, and let me just be clear, you mentioned ebooks. These are also available as printed books.
Most of them. It depends. If rights are available, we always do print and ebook. In the case of Peter Gallenbach, for example, those print rights are not available. I think Dover picked them up a few years ago. So there's a few that are only ebook, but we always try to do both.
And you publish fiction and nonfiction. How do you go about getting the word out for budding authors? Like, there are a lot of authors out there. I receive a lot of self-published stuff, but your publishing company carries a bit more gravitas than self-publishing. So how do you go about getting the word out to new authors who are interested in availing themselves of your services?
That's sort of interesting. It's more and more happening by itself. I guess we're starting to come up in the Google rankings a little higher, or, you know, there's that, you know, just people searching. They've written something. I also did another thing I did was reach out to a lot of bloggers who seem to have substantial amounts of writing that I thought might might work well as a book. And then there's also some associations that we've developed with Spitball Magazine and Seamheads. The Seamheads has been a great resource because, as you know, there's a lot of really good writers there. And Mike Lynch sort of just put the word out to them that there was a publisher looking for baseball material. So I think I've heard 3 or 4 of our books, I think, came from Seamheads authors.
And the publisher of Spitball Magazine is Mike Shannon, who's written several books on his own. And that's, I believe, at this point, the longest-lived baseball publication, now that Elysian Fields Quarterly is shut down a few years ago. So you've got some major players associated with your outfit, so that must be gratifying as you look to the future.
Yeah, and it sort of helps. You know, one will feed on another. And actually, Mike at Spitball was the first guy I really, you know, connected with. And we were talking about his magazine as well. He was looking to do other things with it, and that's kind of how I approached him. And then he said, you know, I've got some short stories that I'd like to put out. And his was actually the first one that we signed up. And he's such a nice guy that it kind of helped me through some of those early nervous days.
It must be difficult. People are talking about how the publishing industry is dying, so it must be very challenging to start something from scratch. You know, when did you begin operations?
I guess we incorporated in 2012. Everything when you do something like this. Everything takes longer than you think it will or hope it will. So I think I had been expecting to start publishing in 2013, but 2013 was more a period of, you know, getting the website together, getting some authors lined up, and marketing and things like that. And so our first titles were spring of 2014.
Can you give us a hint of what's coming down the pike? Of what are some of your titles that we can look forward to?
Yeah, we've got some great stuff coming up. Actually, more originals this time. This list. The next. Well, we've got a reprint coming out of that Ted Williams book by Mike Seidel that's coming out in a couple of weeks, which is a really solid biography of his. And the next one is we have a series of books coming from Mike Lynch at Seamheads called Baseball's Untold History, which is the first volume is about people, individuals, and they're short pieces ranging from, say, 1 to 10 pages of Mike's. He's an amazing researcher and a really good writer. And so he had all this stuff that, you know, he'd written and all these things he wanted to write. And we said, you know, why don't we try to chop this stuff up and put it into small, accessible history books. So the first one of those is coming in April. We've got a book called Bells of the Ballpark, which is about the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League in May. And a book by John Holway, you know, the Negro Leagues writer, about of all the supernatural, spiritual, inexplicable, magical things in baseball that happen that, you know, may or may not be coincidence. If you're open to those kind of powers.
Is that one an original or a reprint?
It's about 50-50. Actually, he did a book in the 90s called Baseball Astrology, I think. And that he was not happy with the original, or what the publisher did with that originally. So it actually started out about 3/4 old stuff, and he kept writing and writing. He's still really active, and he's in his 80s, and he's still very sharp, and he's writing. So the book was supposed to come out in April, but he keeps sending new stuff. So we pushed it back a little, but it's ending up more and more original as we go along.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard when you're a writer to decide when to stop and hand in the manuscript already.
I bet, yeah. And he's, it's just so much. I think he's done a lot of research over the years. So he's like, oh, you know, I just forgot. I had this stuff about, you know, X, Y, and Z that, you know, that just would go really. And then he's apologizing. Oh, can we just squeeze this in? And, you know, I've been so busy with other books that he hasn't really lost that much time with that. Oh, the other big one is which you just wrote about, you know, really, which we're very thankful to you for, was the Matt Nadell Amazing Aaron, baseball history book.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. How did that come about?
His father, Steve, you know, called, and we actually spoke very early on when I was just getting things going. I think that was a Mike Lynch connection. Mike had, you know, put it out, and Matt had some of his blog posts on Seamhead. So I spoke with his father, and, you know, I wasn't sure because it was a YA book, and, you know, I wasn't sure if that was going to work with the marketing we were doing. And so nothing came of it for a few months. And then as things were going along, we spoke again, and I was like, you know, this, you know, he was telling me about all this, you know, things that he was going to do to try to help sell the book, and he sent me some stuff, and it was like, the more I thought about it, the more I thought this could actually be really exciting. So,
and for so those we worked who are familiar, Matt Nadell is a 16-year-old who's been blogging about baseball since he was 13 years old and developed quite a following. And the book Amazing Aaron to Zero Zippers is his attempt to introduce baseball history to younger readers.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, and it's a lot of fun, and it's some great pictures. We spent a lot of time going through Hall of Fame, the archives in the Hall of Fame, and, you know, it was really a lot of fun to put together.
Are you actively looking for authors to query you on submissions for their baseball work?
Yeah, I'm always looking. We're pretty well set for 2015. I'd actually like to get back to looking at some of these older titles too. You know, there are some out there that have been on the radar that I'd like to get signed up. Those are a little less labor intensive, as you can imagine. But yeah, we definitely like to look at submissions.
If people want to get in touch with you, how would they go about doing that?
You can just email at me directly, wfriedman@summergamebooks.com or info@summergamebooks.com.
And the website, of course, is summergamebooks.com, where they can find out more information about what's currently available and things that are coming down the pipe. Well, Walter, I want to thank you very much for talking with us today. I want to wish you good luck. Looking forward to seeing what you come up with next.
Great. Thanks very much, Ron.
And that was our conversation with Walter Friedman, publisher at Summer Game Books. That wraps up another podcast edition of the Baseball Bookshelf. Tune in again next time, and we'll have another exciting guest for you. And remember to visit Ron Kaplan's Baseball Bookshelf on a regular basis for the latest news, reviews, previews, and interviews on all things baseball books. Thanks, everybody. See you later.
Old man Columbus had sat in the stands, had seen Matty pitching that fader so grand. He'd have said, boys, I'm glad I discovered this land. Gee, it's a wonder.